What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Very curious pirate situation. Reports from the likes of Noah Hyles, a.k.a. the Noah Constrictor, last night indicating that Josh Palacios was headed up from AAA Indianapolis, where he's been performing. The outfield in Pittsburgh has been beyond hideous. It's been embarrassingly bad and basically killing the Pirates' season, or contributing to it anyway. And all of a sudden, it wasn't happening. And it's hard not to draw the conclusion that because Jack Sawinski had one good game, that killed the promotion of Palacios. Noah, welcome aboard. You're on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Look at him, Paul. He looks like $1 million, doesn't he?
Oh, as always.
For sure.
Look at that guy. Are we on to something here? Why did this happen, Noah?
Well, I mean, I think your theory certainly makes sense. What I've been told was a couple of separate pieces of information came into play Tuesday evening that led to this decision not being completed. I learned of their desire to promote Palacios during yesterday's game. I waited to report it after the game, just, you know, to confirm everything. And once it was reported, that report was confirmed by someone from a different outlet who has different sources than me. So it was pretty established that this was something they planned to do. But for one reason, or for multiple reasons, I should say, according to what I've been told, that plan changed Tuesday evening. I learned this morning that the club no longer intends to make any moves prior to Wednesday evening's game against the Cardinals. So what exactly led to that change? I can't say for sure. But
well, use your imagination. What could it be?
Right.
What could it be?
Right.
Other than Sawinski finally having a good game, what are some other possible explanations in your opinion?
I don't know. I mean, my bigger question was, if this was something they were considering, why wouldn't they have just made this move Monday during the off day? That would have probably made just as much sense, right? That way you don't give the opportunity for these separate pieces of information to come to the forefront. But I mean, you look, I mean, two guys have options in the Pirates outfield right now, Sawinski and Oliveris. You're not going to DFA, or you're not going to demote Oliveris because he's been your second best outfield bat over the past month. Whereas Sawinski, I mean, since being recalled from AAA prior to yesterday's game, had a 43.5% strikeout percentage, was hitting under 200. And, you know, that three-hit game he had yesterday, that was his first three-hit game of the season. So it certainly does seem that Sawinski's performance Tuesday night played at least a part in the decision to delay, or pause, I should say, Palacios' recall.
Well, I mean, if that's true... that is the absolute most silly thing I've ever heard. Because as you said, they had an off day on Monday. They could have made the move on Monday. If it really is just that simple, well, we're going to give you one last chance to show us. And then in one game, he has three hits, and all of a sudden now he's going to be here for another month. Then that would be a terrible way to do business. Nevertheless, the larger issue to me is, you know, what will it take now to get somebody like Palacios up, or somebody even Peguero, somebody like that, to come up, given the fact that, as we continue to talk about, there's far too many outs in this lineup?
I wouldn't discount the idea of Palacios still being recalled this homestand. I think that, you know, maybe, and again, this isn't official, but if the Sawinski performance Tuesday night played a factor in their decision, then perhaps they're just waiting to see what happens next. And if he continues to put together good at-bats and produce good results, then that might confirm that they want to keep Jack around. But what I don't think has really been brought to the forefront since all of this transpired was prior to yesterday's game. I asked Derek Shelton, hey, you know, you guys sent Sawinski down to AAA to fix some stuff. He was only down there for a week and was recalled because of an injury. Did you guys hope to get him a little bit more time in AAA? And Shelton said yes. He said sometimes plans are altered due to, you know, a need. They had to expedite his time in AAA to bring him up because Bay went on the IL and Michael A. Taylor went on the paternity list, and they needed a guy who could play center field. And he's been on the team since then. So the fact that that was even admitted shows that, yeah, they probably do want to get him more opportunities in AAA to develop him. And I don't think that that necessarily changes after one game. I think that maybe they just saw something that they hadn't seen in a long time from him Tuesday night, and they want to give him a couple more games to see if he can piece that together before sending him back down.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Or maybe they're looking for him to bolster his trade value. That thought just occurred to me. And if that's the case, all right. If he can get a good, like a great week out of Jack Sawinski in order to put him on the table, then I guess I could buy this. But in the meantime, Noah, and we're talking to Noah Hiles from the Post-Gazette. He's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. The 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. In the meantime, what are they waiting for? Like, what's the point with Edward Olivares? What are they paying him? $1.3 million. This dude is a terrible defender, and he doesn't hit for any power. He hasn't had an extra base hit, Noah. Do you know when his last extra base hit was? Do you have a guess on that?
It wasn't in June. I know that.
No, it wasn't. In June, they were all singles. No, yeah. It wasn't. It was May 16th against the Chicago Cubs. I'm not talking homers. I'm talking extra base hits. No, I'm sorry. May 26th against Atlanta. And his last one before that was about a week earlier. I mean, this is ridiculous. If you consider yourself a contender, they have two of the worst players in baseball this season. Sawinski and Michael A. Taylor are two of the worst players in all of baseball this season. Then you compound that with Olivares not doing anything, with Connor Joe slumping now for a month and a half practically. Like, what is Ben Cherington waiting for here?
I can't answer that because I'm not Ben Cherington, but I would look at the schedule right now, and you look at this 10-game stretch that they just began yesterday. You've got three against the Cardinals, well, two now. You've got four against the Mets. You've got three against the Brewers. That gets you to the final series before the All-Star break, which is against the worst team in baseball. I feel like by the time you get to that series in Chicago, you're going to have a really good idea of what this team's going to look like, or the mentality of this front office, especially for the remainder of the year. I mean, you've got an opportunity now with these nine games now remaining to make up some substantial ground, not only in the wild card race, but in your division race. You're playing the two teams ahead of you in the NL Central standings, and you're also playing the Mets, who are ahead of you in the wild card race. If you put together a winning record and you make up some ground, then I think that that tells the front office, hey, we definitely are a team that needs to add. This is a team. Look at what they just did. They came out with a winning record against the division leader and two of the hottest teams in baseball over the past month plus. So that's what I think they might be waiting to see here, Joe, is how this goes over these 10 games. If they can scrape together 6-7 wins out of their next nine, then that's going to be enough for them to say, okay, they showed us they can compete against the best teams in the National League or teams that are playoff caliber in the National League, and it's time to add to the roster. Where on the flip side, if they don't perform and they stay 5-5 or go under 500, they're going to fall further out of this thing, and it might be a scenario similar to what my pal Destiny's Child painted on these same airwaves 24 hours ago.
How amazing is it? That would be absolutely amazing to me. I mean, if you're three or four games out and you decide that you're not in the race, what are we even doing anymore here? I mean, as we've talked about, and I'm not attacking you, I'm attacking this mentality from the Pirates, if this is where they're going to go with it. What you're saying and what you're doing here is you're telling your fans that basically, you know, to wait one more year. Next year, you know what? We're going to do it next year. Well, next year you're not guaranteed to have Jones, Skeens, Keller all healthy and, you know, pitching at a really high level like you do this year. It's like you got to go when you've got the three big guns going. That's when you got to take your shot, isn't it?
I mean, on paper, it's not the worst thing in the world if this team has a slight improvement and doesn't make the playoffs, but, you know, it wins more games than it did last year, and you get a successful rookie season of Jones and Skeens under your belt. But to your point, Paul, I mean, I think the frustrating thing will be if this club doesn't make the playoffs this year, you're going to be able to look back and say, okay, but they could have. They could have. They lost a lot of very winnable games that could have been victories had a couple of moves been made, just a little bit more of an investment. If they were just a little bit more aggressive or better in the offseason, they might have made the playoffs. If they had just maybe promoted a couple of guys a little earlier or were quicker to pull the plug on certain players a little earlier, maybe it wouldn't have had to be until next year. And again, this whole season, it's still got a whole second half, so we don't know what's going to unfold. But if it does end up being a case where they end up selling a couple of assets at the deadline and start preparing for 2025, 2024 is always going to be looked at as a year where some people can make a legit argument that this could have been a playoff team if they were just a little bit more aggressive toward adding on to areas that were a clear area of need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.